You're listening to Changing Direction Radio with Michelle Rosenthal, post-trauma coach, author of Before the World Intruded, Conquering the Past and Creating the Future, and the founder of HealMyPTSD.com. So it is with my great pleasure that I introduce you today to Judy Crane. Thank you so much for joining me on Changing Direction. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Michelle. I am so excited that you're going to be having Bernie Siegel on Wednesday. That is an incredible, incredible man. And I so agree with his philosophy. And there's so much about the healing process that we already have within our spirit, within our soul. So how exciting.
So exciting. And you and I are going to talk about what is trauma today. But just to build on that and diverge for a second, just a split second, I love that you just said that. And it's one of the reasons I'm so excited to have you here, because when we find people to work with that believe in who we are as human beings, not just as survivors, but as human beings, that is very just exciting to me. So in your 20 plus years of experience, what have you found makes it accessible in terms of accessing the healing spirit that we have within? And I know that's a loaded question, but just off the top of your head, what's your thought?
Well, off the top of my head, what enables us to access that is oftentimes the belief of other people that mirror to us that we have the possibility and the potential to heal. Because for so many trauma survivors, you and I, we have struggled and have come to that place where we don't believe that we have any kind of strength or resilience. Other people look at us, and that's what we do with our clients. I can look at a client and help them to access that place within them. And through me believing in them, they begin to believe in themselves. Mm-hmm. And over again, I see that process. And that's a response that I get from folks all the time, my alumni who have been around and been sober for anywhere between, recent to 10 years, who've been through the refuge. And that's one of the things that they say is, you believed in me. The therapist believed in me. The staff believed in me. You showed me a place in myself that I began to believe in. And I think that's an imperative.
I love that. And I think hope and belief are really the foundations of recovery. So I'm right on the same page with you. So, Judy, let's form a foundation. You and I were talking a few weeks ago, and we had such a great connection in terms of being able to really define what is trauma. And I think so often that word gets thrown around and it can sort of lose some of its value depending on how it's used. So let's bring sexy back and really define what is trauma. In your opinion, what is trauma? If we were going to define it for an audience that really has been through something, how would you offer a definition that we all could offer to other people in terms of educating them?
You know, there is one simple definition that says anything less than nurturing is trauma. But I expand on that and I say that any event or experience that changes your vision of the world and your place in it is trauma.
Okay. Any event or experience that changes your vision of the world or your place in it. Judy, does that mean, do we need to qualify that by saying any negative event or experience? Because couldn't we have events and experiences that change our place in the world and how we see ourselves, but in a good way?
Exactly. And so to counterbalance that, exactly that, any event, any positive event that changes our vision of ourselves and our place in it is the healing counterpart to trauma. So yeah, it's both sides of the coin, because that's exactly what happens to us. We experience life events, and every life event cellular, visceral, sensory changes us. And sometimes it changes us on one path, and sometimes it changes us on another path. And does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. It makes me think of, I went to the trauma conference in Boston with Bessel van der Kolk maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I was talking to a neuroscientist, and I sort of like pinned him, and I said, okay, here's the deal. I want to know. Trauma changes us in all of these negative ways, and it's a negative experience. How possible is it for a positive experience to change us again in positive ways? And what you just said sort of makes me think of that. And he said, of course we can change again. And, of course, positive experiences can help us do that. So that's really what I'm hearing you say, is that on the one side, trauma is an event or experience that changes how we see ourselves and our place in the world. And the healing component, if that's been a negative experience, are you saying would be having a positive experience that helps you sort of design a new vision for who you are and your place in the world?
That's exactly the case. Exactly the case. Now let's be clear that trauma experiences also create what we call resiliency, which oftentimes implements strengths that we might not have had if we had not had that experience. Now, for us at the refuge and for the process that we go through with our clients, ultimately we, in order to have resolution, must help our clients to see the miracle and the blessings that are innate in the trauma. And that's the part where we can help them to view, as a result of the trauma, what about you is powerful, strong, sensitive, resilient. And when you can empower a client to move from that victim place,
mm-hmm.
that so often creates, to this other place of strength, it changes, it absolutely changes our vision of ourselves. I know when I hear you, Michelle, that in spite of the traumatic events that that you experienced, look at the woman that you are today.
Mm.
How much more powerful could anyone realize that those events created this woman, you,
mm-hmm.
who are doing these amazing, powerful things and helping other people to heal? And I know that that's the case for me. It took me a long time, you know, to get through that process and a lot of insanity. But on the other side of that, I developed a lot of strength as a result of my trauma. You know,
look what you've done with it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so for us, I mean, there's an awful lot of work that happens with the doing this trauma work. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of weeping and wailing and snotting and crying and screaming and all of those things. But on the other side of it, what happens for our folks when there's resolution is so incredibly powerful. Some folks come to that place and say, you know what, that trauma really was a blessing in my life. And in spite of everything I've been through, I know that there is power in what I've experienced.
My guest today is Judy Crane. She is the founder of The Refuge, a Healing Place. And you can find more about Judy and everything that The Refuge is doing at therefuge-ahealingplace.com online. And Judy, I know we only have a few moments left, but I wanted to sort of touch on something that you and I had batted around before. I really would like to hear how you distinguish types of trauma. You know, there's big T trauma and little T trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you distinguish between the two?
Well, when we look at big T trauma, people recognize that. They can check that off. Sexual abuse, yes, big T trauma. 9/11, yes, big T trauma. Watching someone die, yes, big T trauma. But what oftentimes people don't recognize is what little T trauma is, which is the best example that I have of that is abandonment and neglect. That is an event that happens ongoing, every day, without fail, like the drip, drip, drip of the water that says every single day that you are unworthy human being, that you're not worthy of my experience of nurturing to you. And I think I see that more than anything, and I think it's the most powerful trauma is abandonment and neglect. And so many people have experienced that, even within the framework of what looks like a healthy family. Because sometimes families just are not aware. They get busy. We have latchkey children. We have people who are working endless hours, and their children are just experiencing that really emotional neglect. So many of the clients that come here, that's the first trauma that they've experienced, is that feeling of, I am really not even worthy of somebody else's time and attention. And is that, in fact, the truth? Is that really what the parents want their child to experience? No. But that's the perception because of the events that are happening in their life. So that's little T trauma. Little T trauma is just that everyday experience of hearing you're fat, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're not important. Little T trauma looks like that bullying that starts when you're little for a lot of folks, and maybe parents don't even know about it. That is terrifying, because now we see, God help us, but with all the shootings that we are so aware of, so many of those shooters have been children who were bullied or neglected in some way, emotionally neglected, and then that has fallen into, you know, real mental health issues. But so little T trauma is as detrimental as big T trauma. They're just different experiences.
For more information about Changing Direction Radio and to listen to our free archives and podcasts, visit changeyouchoose.com.